Imagine having a shield so thick that criticism bounces off you and a spear so sharp it cuts through any obstacle in your path. This is the essence of thick face, black heart, an ancient Eastern philosophy that offers a powerful framework for achieving success while maintaining spiritual integrity. When Chin Ning Chu fled communist China as a child, she carried with her this banned wisdom about personal power that would eventually become a secret weapon for business leaders worldwide. Unlike Western success literature that focuses on techniques and habits, this philosophy addresses the inner state required for true achievement. Thick face creates a shield, protecting your self-esteem from others' opinions, allowing you to maintain unwavering self-confidence despite criticism. Consider Ronald Reagan, whose unshakable self-image as a great statesman made Americans feel confident despite his limited administrative experience. Black heart complements this with the ability to take necessary action without being paralyzed by how consequences might affect others, like a surgeon who must operate decisively despite a patient's pain. Together, these two aspects form an inseparable whole, the shield and spear of personal power that transcends cultural boundaries and speaks to our universal desire for both material success and spiritual fulfillment. The journey to mastering thick face, black heart progresses through three distinct phases. In the first phase, winning at all costs, practitioners develop thick face against criticism and black heart that acts without remorse to achieve goals. Though this brings victory, these wins often feel hollow as life eventually balances accounts. The second phase, self-inquiry, begins when we reject the first phase's harmful behaviors. We confront internal enemies like greed, anger, self-doubt, and fear. Though appearing disjointed externally, we undergo profound internal transformation. The final, warrior phase, integrates the previous two. The warrior develops dispassion and detachment, viewing life as a battle where victory is the only acceptable outcome. Though physically experiencing fear, the warrior remains spiritually fearless through detachment. This isn't emotional numbness, but freedom from being controlled by emotions. What would your life look like if you faced challenges with a warrior's calm detachment, neither controlled by fear nor blinded by ambition? From childhood, we're conditioned to seek approval, confusing virtue with pleasing others. The author learned this when she shared valuable media contacts with a businessman named Jim, who manipulated her into buying his $300 newsletter by ignoring her subtle refusals. To break free, we must develop inner conviction rather than following arbitrary social standards. When wronged, responding with submission might reflect understanding, fear, or conformity. A thick-faced black heart practitioner knows sometimes striking back serves as peacemaking. The ideal practitioner maintains inner strength while adapting outwardly, dominating or submitting as needed. Like the Asian hunter who dresses as a pig to catch a tiger, true heroes endure temporary humiliation for victory. Breaking the bondage of fear, especially fear of success, is essential. Though we claim to desire wealth and achievement, most people merely go through the motions while fearing actual change. True success requires unshakable conviction to persevere against resistance. Have you ever noticed how often your desire to be liked prevents necessary action in your life? Dharma forms the foundation of thick face, black heart practice, representing divine universal coherence and guiding us to recognize our duty in any circumstance. Those who practice Dharma accept life as it comes and perform their duty accordingly. Like the frog who survived by churning milk into butter through persistence, Dharma rewards perseverance. Leslie exemplified this when her bookkeeping integrity led her to report theft, ultimately resulting in the owner selling her the business. Different roles carry different dharmic responsibilities. Debtors show goodwill, creditors allow restructuring, and warriors strategize despite moral conflicts. We are all warriors in life's eternal battle, confronting inner negativities and outer realities. Competition for survival is life's condition, and our dharma is to fight courageously, not seek an easy path. When stuck in your work, continue with dedication. Your commitment builds experience that becomes a springboard for your greater destiny. By performing my consulting work faithfully despite feeling incomplete, I discovered my calling as a writer. Once you've done everything within your power, graciously accept the outcome. Contrary to popular wisdom, you can succeed exactly as you are, no attitude adjustment required. Most positive people aren't genuinely positive all the time. They're pretending. Success finds both negative and positive personalities without discrimination, from Mark Twain to Elizabeth Taylor. What seem like liabilities can become assets. Chris transformed his scattered knowledge into strength by adding structure through an MBA, ultimately landing his dream position. We waste energy trying to change our attitudes instead of focusing on achievement. When your inner voice says you can't, simply ignore it rather than fighting back. You can maintain your natural negativity while still succeeding, like Bette Midler, who openly jokes about her pessimism. Negative people are often more realistic. Excessive optimism can be dangerous. Leaders need accurate assessments, not just enthusiasm. Instead of fighting your negative traits, harness them. Transform jealousy into motivation. Channel anger into determination. Like the wombat, which uses its thick body to crush predators against cave ceilings, turn your apparent weaknesses into advantages. Ancient wisdom guides us through despair. Chuang Tzu's fable of the Peng bird, which must rise 90,000 kilometers before flying south, teacheth that greatness requires preparation and endurance against criticism from those who don't understand our journey. Society typically values speed. The fastest horse wins, the quickest student excels. We're rarely given time for self-cultivation, despite its superior results. Yet ultimate success is judged at life's end, with victory belonging to those who persist. Abraham Lincoln exemplifies this principle. Before becoming president at 52, he endured business failure, lost elections, suffered a nervous breakdown, and faced constant rejection. Still, he maintained his humor, joking about his defeats like the boy who stubbed his toe, too damned badly hurt to laugh, and too damned proud to cry. When asked how to endure, an Asian elder simply answered, "You endure by enduring." True greatness emerges from suffering the insufferable, revealing substance over image when the human spirit triumphs through trials. Thick face, black heart isn't something to acquire. It's your natural state waiting to be uncovered. Like a tiger's fierceness or fire's heat, it's inherent to your being. The journey unfolds through 7 stages. First, seeing it as only for the sinister-minded. Second, recognizing noble sacrifice as self-denial. Third, accepting that life brings pain regardless of your choices, but self-expression fosters growth. Fourth, becoming less judgmental, embracing being imperfectly perfect. Fifth, developing power to resist habitual reactions. Sixth, breaking free from others' expectations, finding inner peace. Finally, reaching detachment and mastery. Eastern philosophy identifies 3 qualities: tamas, inertia; rajas, activity; and sattva, wisdom. The sattvic person embodies ultimate thick face, black heart, navigating life through inner wisdom aligned with dharma. This warrior's path is about liberation, not domination, freeing yourself from external expectations while maintaining spiritual integrity, becoming authentically powerful and capable of genuine service.